from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, 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 can go to hell, Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Mike Woodson's going to join us this hour. We're going to talk to the Indiana University head basketball coach. A little Khalil Ware talk.
Yeah.
He coached the Heat big man last year. And, of course, every Heat fan is gushing over what Khalil's summer was like. So we'll talk to Coach coming up here in about 10 minutes. But let's get to headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Marlins fell to the Diamondbacks last night, swept.
Did you schedule that, or did they schedule it with you?
Huh? Both, I guess.
Okay.
Both, but before you told me you had to vamoose, which I understand. Oh. Don't worry about it.
Okay. No, you said before. Okay. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
When is Leroy gone? Yeah, it's a perfect time. This is good.
Noah Lyles says he will race Tyreek Hill for $1 million.
Yeah, not even for
stipulations.
Okay. Did he mention these?
On a track,
100
meters.
Oh.
Okay. No, see, Tyreek ain't doing 100 meters.
I mean, okay, can we settle for one? Okay, because he has the advantage of both of those. I feel like if they do the field.
Of course. He's doing the Jake Paul. Like, he wants it on, you know.
That's not fair.
He wants to fight the old man on his terms.
What about 100 meters on a field?
I don't represent him.
I need to know.
No.
I don't represent him. I don't know why you're asking negotiations for me.
You can answer all of Leroy's questions.
I don't know.
Oh, that's easy.
Tyreek is you know, a burst guy, so 60 would be his limit.
60 yards?
Yeah. And when that's you look at the 100 guys, right after about 60, 70 yards is when they start.
This seems like a stupid question, but you obviously run a lot faster on track than grass, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So run on grass, you coward.
Yeah.
I mean,
with cleats.
You were correct in your assessment.
Well, listen, I've never been fast no matter what the platform, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. I did track for one weekend and realized.
No, you didn't.
This is
not lying to these people.
Shot put?
No. Okay, so I did one 400. I was very young, and everyone was way ahead of me. And then I remember thinking, wow, this is track, and just enjoying the run. And someone from the audience, one of the other parents, was like, run, boy! And I was like,
It's a fair criticism.
I am running.
It's as fast as I go.
I'm doing my best.
Bo Nix was named starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
And Patrick Mahomes responded to that flag football quarterback with the 50 Cent. Floyd, why did Floyd say F me? So no, he didn't respond verbally. Like, he just gave him the old 50 Cent. What did he say F me for? Like, why is he saying he's a better quarterback than me? So
it's funny because Patrick Mahomes is just living his best life, and people think that he is to be played with, right? Like, everybody say, you know what, Patrick Mahomes, I can get you. He was like, really? Hey. Flag football guy. Did you see the old behind the back?
Flag football pad? Guy. Do you notice that every other quarterback in the league is trying to get to where I am?
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
I'm like, you wait. And look, we just made an assumption that the flag football guy was the best at his position.
Yeah, we have no idea.
We have no idea.
No idea.
But we know about Patrick Mahomes.
It's I wouldn't go that direction if I was him. That's
right, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, hold on, pull up his numbers and pull up, you know. I say Patrick Mahomes probably does a better job at passing than you, and all you do is pass.
We'll take a break. Mike Woodson, head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, coach Khalil Ware in college. He joins us next. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Been looking forward to doing this one after the Miami Heat made their selection of Khalil Ware in the first round. And, man, he has had a summer. Yeah. Lighting it up for the Miami Heat. They take the summer league. He has been good. Yeah. And we are excited. We got his college head coach joining us here on the program, the great Mike Woodson, head coach of Indiana University. Coach, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. And thank you for spending some time to talk about Khalil here with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Excellent, Coach. Excellent.
We're doing great. How have you thought Khalil's summer has gone? You know, the Heat had a great summer league, and he was a big part of it. What have been your impressions getting to watch him immediately in the program?
Well, I thought he had a great summer. You know, I spent a little time out in Vegas and watched him a few times. And, you know, it is a major jump from college to the NBA as well as high school to college. And he still got a lot to learn. You know, I thought from a team standpoint, he couldn't have picked a better organization, you know, with Pat Riley sitting at the top and Mickey Erickson and Coach Spoelstra. It doesn't get much better than him, man, because he's figured it out a long time ago and has been very successful with that organization. So I just think sky's the limit for the young man. He just got to come in and listen and learn and continue to grow as a basketball player.
You were with him, Coach, at his draft intro press conference there with Spo and with Riley. Like, what was that day like with Khalil and just kind of getting his feet wet being with an NBA organization?
Nerve-wracking. You know, I'm sitting there trying to be calm as hell for him and his mom and his loved ones that were sitting there at the table, and because you just don't know. And when he got the call at 15, man, I couldn't have been more proud for a young man and his family, man. His mom has been great to me, you know, when I made the commitment to bring him and they committed to me. The one thing she said to me was, work his ass. and we did. And she never said one thing, man. She was a great parent that wanted the best for her son, and we tried to teach him on and off the court to do the right things, man. And he bought in and he worked and he put himself in a great position, man, to be drafted. And I'm glad Miami Heat, you know, picked him because I think it's a great spot for him, a great organization, a great way for him to learn the NBA game the right way.
They had said, Adam Simon, their GM, he had said that they had done a lot of talking about Kalel before they ended up selecting him. When they reached out to you guys, what did they want to know about the young man that they were potentially going to select?
Well, just like most organizations, you know, they want to know what, you know, what his habits are like, what he likes to do off the court. Does he work hard on the basketball floor? How high is his IQ? Can he pick up things quickly? And, you know, all I could tell him was the kid was very skilled when I got him. You know, there was that rap that he didn't work hard and play at a high level. And you know, we all forget, you know, these are young kids, man, and it takes time. And when I got him, it took about a month, man, to break him and get him where we thought he could help us win basketball games and play at a high level. And, you know, and as the season went on, he got better. You know, that's how I judge guys. I mean, from where we start and where we finished. And when you look at his numbers based on what he did his year at Oregon, it's just a big jump. Big jump.
What was, you say it took like a month. Was there just like getting used to your demands as you know, I know as coach, you're a guy who demands a lot of your players defensively, all that type of stuff. So like, was that the thing that you just needed to get him as far as like up to speed? Cause was he relying on skill too much maybe in previous stuff at his previous stop? Or what were the things that you were just like, that was the click moment for him?
Well, it was really effort given second and third, you know, effort. You know, I mean, he just, you know, early on, you know, he didn't run the floor hard. He didn't go after shots and block shots. And, you know, he didn't rebound out of his space, you know, things that big men should do. And, you know, once we got him over that hump and where he was making second and third effort plays and running the floor and blocking shots and rebounding the ball, it started to become easier, you know. And when we got him, he physically wasn't fit. You know, we had to put weight on him. And I find when guys come in not physically ready to play and they start to develop that part of their body mentally, you know, they're in a good space, man. And they start probably doing things that they didn't think that they were capable of doing. And, I mean, he did everything from a basketball standpoint that we needed him to do on and off the court, man. And he was rewarded for it.
Is there something that a lot of people don't know about Kalel personality-wise or like he is off the court that like you just like about him? Like, is there just something that's just not known about him that you find interesting?
What was really unusual, you know, and I mean, you deal with a lot of parents and a lot of young men at this level. And when I got him, when I challenged him, man, everything was – yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, he never once, which, you know, I don't mind players barking back. That's healthy to me, you know, from a coach's standpoint. You know, it lets me think you're ticking, you know. But he was just so gentlemanlike in his approach to wanting to learn how to play basketball, man. And that was pleasant, man, for me from a coaching standpoint, because I did challenge him early and tried to push him in the right direction, and he responded.
Can you talk about, you know, in this modern game, bigs are kind of asked to do everything. Him adding that three-point shot that he had with you guys, like he didn't shoot a ton, but he shot it effectively. What do you think is, I guess, the ceiling for that? Do you feel like he's a guy who's going to always shoot a ton or just a capable shooter? Because people are wondering about, like, the offensive matchup with him and Bam on a playing on a court together and what that could be.
Well, again, you know, that's going to be up to Spo and, you know, his staff and how they develop him and the things that they want him to do. You know, but if he becomes a big-time three-point shooter, you know, at his position, it just opens up things for a lot in terms of what they're trying to probably do from a basketball standpoint. But only time will tell. I mean, the bottom line is he's shown he can make threes. You know, for us, he had to, when I look at his stats, he's, you know, he's got to get better in making free throws because he's going to get fouled. He shot, I think, 60-some percent for us, 63 for us. I don't know what he shot in the summer league, but his numbers were pretty good there. But it's all about Spo's style, and, you know, I think he fits his style. And the one thing I do know, they're going to work his butt off and make him a better player, and that's, you know, that's all you can ask for, man. You just got to go along for the ride and do your part, really.
That was something that it was noticeable. You mentioned getting fouled a lot. Like, no, I know it's summer league, but, like, man, it definitely is that nobody could corral him. Like, everybody had – they were sending him to the line a ton because he's just such a force, Coach. Like, was that just something noticeable last year? Like, man, nobody can seem to get this – can defend this kid clean because he's got so much, I guess, offensive ferocity and firepower to him.
Well, I didn't go – you know, I didn't really go to him a lot on the low post, you know, when I had him. I rarely sell him, which was – that's why his numbers are so amazing. You know, I look at him, see, almost 16 and 10 rebounds, and I really never – I didn't milk him like I did Trace Jackson Davis, you know, on the block. And I put him in a lot of pick and rolls. You know, he got offensive putbacks. You know, that was his way of scoring, but the pick and rolls, we were able to learn not to always, you know, throw him pocket passes and stuff. I mean, there's times when you have to throw them, but a lot of times we were able to just put the ball in the air and he was able to go get it and either dunk it or come down and finish it. So, I mean, and then he got early strikes, is what we call in transition, by just running the floor. And we were able to find him that way. But, you know, I didn't run a lot of plays for him, but his numbers indicated probably I did, but I really didn't. So I think just from a skill set, he's capable of doing pretty much anything on the basketball floor. He just got to learn the NBA game and the way Spo likes to play.
You have any sense of, like, how long a transition like that for a guy of his talent? Do you have any sense of how long it could be till he's going to be at that comfort level? Like, I guess, what you think his rookie year, how big of an impact you think he could make?
Well, you know, I don't, you know, you can't judge that. Only time will tell. You know, he's got to get in there and learn what they want him to do and put the time in, man. And if he does that, I mean, you know, I look at all of the players that pretty much play for the Heat. They all work hard and they get better, man, and they win. So, you know, I don't see that being a problem for him.
You, your program just announced you're putting Victor Oladipo into your basketball Hall of Fame. How did you guys come to that? He's got a lot of love down here, even though, you know, it ended short with injuries for him. A lot of Heat fans were big Oladipo fans.
He deserves to be there based on the body of work that he did here at Indiana University, and he's had a hell of a pro career as well. So, I mean, I'm happy. I spoke to him about a month ago and congratulated him. And if I'm around him, I stick my head in there and watch some of the ceremonies. But he definitely belongs in the hall here.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. And thank you for giving us some insight into Kalel. We're very excited to watch him this year. Best of luck for your upcoming season.
Thank you. We love him here in Hoosier Land. Ain't no doubt about that.
Appreciate
take care, guys.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this. Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy will be back. He's at the doctor.
Yes.
Nothing crazy, but he'll be able to get his food back.
Oh, yeah.
His fasting will be over. Appreciate Mike Woodson for joining the show and giving us some insight into Khalil Ware.
Had some gems.
You had a question that you wanted to ask, but then you got all distracted.
I know, man.
No one
respects me around here.
I really, you know what?
Yeah.
I do want to put like a sign on the door or something that says, hey, when the red light's on, either one, don't come in there. Unless like somebody got shot.
Yeah.
We got commercial breaks.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't go into music studios when the red light is on.
I don't
bother any DJs.
Nope.
Stop bothering Frog Boy.
It's true.
I don't understand this. People just think they can come in willy nilly.
Too popular. That's my thing.
You know what I was looking at?
What's up?
What do you think about Jaylen Waddle leading the league in touchdown catches this year at plus 6,000?
I'm loving that.
I'm loving that. Well, Tyreek did last year.
Yes.
With 13. He's plus 1,100. Not nothing.
Yeah,
you go on a reap.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pete for Cheetah. But you remember, it was interesting, you know, all this this drama that has come from the Tua Lebatard interview, but I actually found the thing that was most interesting, to be honest with you, was that they were actively forcing to get Tyreek Hill 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking they go the other way.
That's exactly.
And they have a Waddle year.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we go out there.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we got more touchdowns for Jaylen Waddle. A lot of waddling.
Yeah, I agree. Touchdowns. I agree. Although there was some injury concerns during this offseason.
But he was back yesterday.
Absolutely. In uniform. That's pretty good. And I do think that they are that, locked in personally, that they'll be like, hey, last year was Tyreek.
Right.
Everyone was on board.
Right.
This year's going to be Waddle. And I'm sure Tyreek's going to be like, I think that's a great idea. Because they love each other.
Because they all got paid.
They all got paid.
What's everybody going to be complaining about? Nothing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Seems like a win-win.
I don't know. What did he do? Because last year was a down year in touchdowns for him. He only had 4.
Yeah.
But the year before that, 8.
See, and I think it's super important for them to get him involved in the touchdowns. Because he's always going to get his yards. Like, for example, if he were to have more yards than Tyreek, but they gave Tyreek all the touchdowns, I believe Waddle would begin to feel some type of way.
And look, everybody's gotten their contracts.
Yeah.
We're going on year 3 with Mike McDaniel. He's going to start eyeballing for an extension, too.
Mm.
And what makes the boss happier than doing the Waddle?
Wow. Wow.
Nothing. True. Stephen Ross loves doing the waddle.
Oh!
I'm just saying. If he stays healthy, and I get it. If he stays healthy, and Lewis is like, hey, place the bets yourself. I am. Trust me.
Whoa.
As soon as I can get on the Hard Rock app and place these bets, I'm doing it. Mm. I'm doing it.
I like that.
But like, I don't know. Schmeathen's like, how about you start eyeballing some playoff wins? Very cute, Schmeathen.
Oh,
very cute.
Well, fine.
But that's not the sky. We're talking chili peppers right now, all right? We're trying to get spicy.
That's Leroy. I can tell that's Leroy right there.
You think Leroy? I get it. Hey, guys, guess what? I know. Get playoff wins. Mm. I'm talking about making some chili pepper dough here on Dolphins bets for the year. And guess what? None of them are bet on the playoff wins right now. I'm trying to figure out who's going to lead the league in what, and if it's worth taking a flyer on Jalen Waddle. Probably not. That's why he's 60. That's why he's plus 6,000.
That's what a novice would say. But we know things. We got inside information.
Nick T says your chili peppers turn into silly peppers. That's a point.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What do we got today in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Whoa.
The Mixed Bag, brought to you by Broward Health. Well, into your future, what do we add today? Frog Boy.
Well, we were just talking about Jalen Waddle. Why don't we start there?
Waddle, baby, Waddle, baby, Waddle, baby, Waddle.
We saw him in uniform yesterday.
Yep.
We're discussing the potential of him leading the league in receiving touchdowns. But there was a bit of an injury concern.
Yeah.
Finally, he was able to address those allegations and give us an update on his health. Here is Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, just getting back right. Just listening to Kyle and the guys. Just listening to my body. Something minor, but something that we have to respect. And I'm just happy to be back out here and working with the guys.
I am happy he's out back working with the guys too. I cannot wait to see the Penguin fly. I'm excited.
Looking forward to it, indeed. Only 2 weeks away, maybe.
Oh, can't wait.
Can't wait for sure.
And then we got double football. We got here's the great thing.
Yeah.
Double dip of football, because then football's cool. Right back for Thursday night football.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Quick turnaround.
Yep.
Speaking of these Miami Dolphins, while we are here in South Florida, let's go ahead and close the book on this Tua Flores thing. I think we've talked enough about it.
Tua did not speak yesterday. I was wondering if he was going to speak and address this thing, because that's the one thing I would say. If I was Tua, I would have just ripped the Band-Aid off. I don't think he's going to – I mean, if he's not going to play tomorrow – then I don't know when he's going to talk, because he's going to be asked about it again.
Yeah, for sure. You think even if, like, because they may have played it where he may not talk until next week. Mm-hmm. You think even next week someone...
Let me tell you something about the media.
Okay.
They're going to... They'll sit on their damn questions.
Okay.
If you think you're going to you're going to run the clock out and not talk till play... It could be he doesn't talk again until after the Jaguars game.
Wow.
And someone's going to ask him about the damn Brian Flores thing again.
By the way, Brian Flores... Remember about a month ago, Brian Flores... It's great. Well, Raheem Mostert, he actually was on ESPN yesterday discussing the situation and explained why he feels Tua made those comments.
From previous conversations, some years back, that he was going through a rough time, rough patch, but honestly, that's in the wind. And he made those comments, knowing that he just wants to get it out there. That's his big thing. And he doesn't talk that much. So when he does speak, it's with some volume.
Wow. I like that.
I heard that yesterday too from Jalen Waddle, that Tua, it's incredible how much growth he has been as a vocal leader, which is interesting, because a guy who knows him since Alabama, but that this is a guy who is very much more vocal and taking control of things. He said it's a player's team this year. It's a lot on him, man. Look, you're right. This Flores thing, getting brought up this week, is what it is, but I'm tired of the cute stories with Tua. And I say this as a guy who supports Tua. Been a Tua guy. Even when this whole thing was going on, I felt bad for him. I want Tua to succeed.
Yeah.
But we have covered Tua and his comeback and his relationship with Mike McDaniel ad nauseum.
Yeah.
I get it. They're the best of friends, And all I care about now is that those best of friends hoist the Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we've seen
it's a beautiful
arc.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
For sure.
However, to steal a line from Schmeathen, you know what's more beautiful?
What's that?
Playoff wins. So,
yeah,
it's great. Everybody has been, let's gather around the campfire. We've kumbaya'd it. He has seen the other side. Him and his beautiful family, they have generational wealth now. Congrats.
Mm.
Now, go win some goddamn playoff games.
Okay. All right. No, it's a fair assessment. It's a fair
assessment. I hear the name Brian Flores after Tua talks, whenever they're going to pester him with those questions again.
Yep.
After that, I better not hear about Brian Flores again until the Dolphins play the Vikings. Okay? I don't want to hear about it anymore. It's over. It's over. And quite frankly, I don't want to hear any more cutesy stories about him and Mike McDaniel being best friends.
That's true.
If I hear about them going to Cheesecake Factory, keep it to yourself.
Wow.
Because unless that visit to Cheesecake Factory is also accompanying a playoff win,
okay,
I don't want to hear about it. I don't care if Mike McDaniel has the raspberry lemonade cheesecake flavor, which is a little weird, but underrated.
Oh.
With a little white chocolate in there. I don't care.
What?
All right?
Have you been there recently?
I don't care if these guys win the cornhole championship together.
Wow.
The only thing I care about right now is them going and winning a playoff game and very much the Super Bowl.
Whoa, okay.
And I say this as somebody who loved all of it. I love the story. It's great. I loved... Hey, I love the FaceTime on the plane. I loved, you know, them whenever they're mic'd up. Great content. I love it. I love that they have a great relationship. However, that relationship better go with some playoff wins.
That's right. That's right. I feel as if we are in the Game of Thrones arc, right? We were at the beginning, before we even got him, it was tank for Tua. All the drama that he's been through, like you mentioned, all the relationships. We're in the final chapter now. We're in the final season. Don't mess this up. You know what you need to do now. You know what you need to do.
Yeah. And what we don't need is for you to show me 9 dragons and none of the dragons fight.
That's true. Exactly.
Don't tell me about all the dragons having great owners now and none of the dragons went and fought. Spoiler alert. You made this whole thing all season. We have to find dragon riders, me love.
That's right.
And then you found the dragon riders at a Best Buy.
Yeah.
And none of the dragons fought at the end.
Yeah.
So it's great. Tua and Mike McDaniel are the best of friends. I'm happy for him. I'm happy he got his money. I rooted for him to get his money. All right, I told Tom Brady to go bleep himself.
That's right.
I would have said that anyway. But I told him that specifically when he was snooping around to his job.
Yeah.
I didn't want Tom Brady. Never wanted him. Never will want him. Mm. Didn't want Sean Payton and his stupid pug face. Didn't want him.
Wow.
I like having my weirdo coach and my adorable quarterback. However.
Okay.
They better go win some goddamn playoff games this year, all right? Because I don't want to hear it anymore. And also, 24 years is a long time.
It is a long time. It is. Which is why he's starting every meeting at 24.
If you tell me that these two sat down and watched Love Island together, awesome. It's a great show.
Okay.
But I don't want to hear about it unless it accompanies some playoff wins.
I think you kind of want to hear about it. I think you'd probably a little bit.
Would I play the sound bites? Probably. But do I want to hear about it if it doesn't have playoff wins?
Yeah.
No. So you better, and by the way, you better beat some teams with some winning records this year.
Yeah.
I swear to Christ. You better.
Wow.
You better win some games against some teams with winning records this year.
You're kind of putting them on notice, dude.
And by the way, Bills at 1-0 doesn't count. But you better beat the Bills, too.
Yeah, you better.
At least one time.
It's crazy. It doesn't count, but you better not lose.
But no, but week two is a must win.
Yeah.
It's at least a statement game.
For sure, a statement.
It's a big-time statement game.
Yeah. May not be a must win, but a statement game for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What else you got in the mix bag?
We go from one relationship that is thriving to another one that seems to be a little rocky. Let me look both ways before I mention this man's name. I don't want Leroy getting mad. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, dude.
He hates Aaron Rodgers, dude. Aaron Rodgers recently was quoted as saying, this was his toughest training camp in years, apparently. He says that coach Robert Saleh has put the players to a much harder camp than they had last year, or that teams, including the Packers, typically run in today's NFL. Robert Saleh had a response to his ayahuasca-taking quarterback.
Okay.
This is what the Jets head coach had to say.
We're not trying to revisit the Junction Boys, but at the same time, this country club style that's kind of taking on all of sport, not just football, but all of sport, there's a fine line. They've got to be ready to play football.
Wow.
Wow.
I think that's kind of a shot at his friend.
You think so?
I don't worry about what he's saying about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He says country club style. You know what I think he's talking about?
Who's that?
Mike McDaniel.
Whoa!
These guys are friends, but I think defense, offense, he goes, soft. I think it's a shot at him.
Wow.
I think he's taking a shot at Mike McDaniel.
I mean, if he's not talking about his division rival, then, you know, who else would he be talking about then, you know?
Exactly, dude. Wow. Exactly. I think he thinks the Dolphins are sitting down here going through training camp, and Mike McDaniel has nothing but a warm towel and lemon water.
Whoa.
You know? And a tennis racket. That's what I think.
Gotta love the infused water. Good stuff. That's rough, though. I don't know. I guess this bulletin board material.
Feels like a shot, right?
Bit of a shot.
Bit of a shot. It's just something.
Didn't even see that, dude. It's a good call. It's a good call there.
Why would he say country club?
Why would he say that?
Huh? You know? They don't have country clubs in New Jersey, do they?
If they do, rough.
Rough.
I think Mar-a-Lago would be in Jersey if that was true, you know? It's not. It's not.
Interesting. All right. What else we got?
Got one a little bit off the radar.
I like off the radar.
This one's a little bit different. I know you recently, well, I wouldn't say recently. It's been quite some time now. You cut the cord, right?
I have cut the cord.
As a lot of people have.
I have cut the cord. I have everything via boop, boop, boop on my TV.
Correct.
I even have an antenna for regular broadcast games.
I actually need that one. That's the one that I need.
So, like, if it's one of the... It does suck, though. Yeah, I tell you where it does suck. When you want to rewind something, too bad.
Oh, yeah, that's rough.
Too bad.
That is rough.
That was the one downside.
That's true. That is true indeed. I'm sure you have all the heavy hitters, the Hulus, the Amazon Prime.
I have Amazon Prime. I got Max.
Netflix.
I got Netflix. I got all of it.
You got the Chick-fil-A, I'm not assuming.
What?
The Chick-fil-A.
Food?
No, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought initially, but Chick-fil-A is launching a streaming service.
What?
Yeah, you read that right. A streaming service from our favorite chicken producers, if you will. They are working with the man behind Netflix's 13 Reasons Why, Top Gear, and The X Factor.
13 Reasons Why was a ridiculously sad show. Why would I want this guy to be in charge of all of television?
Well, I mean, look, at the very
about least, the girl who offed herself and then narrated the entire show.
I want to know how he got from there to Top Gear. That's really what I'm. But the budgets for these unscripted series, because they're trying to do reality TV, apparently, is around $400,000 per half hour. Meaning that is their budget per 30-minute episode of whatever reality TV Chick-fil-A is attempting to produce.
Is it going to be called Chick-fil-A TV, or is it going to be called something else?
So, of course, they're known for...
Because I'm not buying Chick-fil-A TV. I'm sorry.
That's fair. I'm not sure what the name is, but apparently it's not their first time attempting to get into this business. If you go to their website, apparently they have animated films called Stories of Evergreen Hills. And launch Penny Cake, which apparently is a brand, its own brand of children's games and puzzles.
Let me ask you something, Marcos.
Yeah.
You ever feel about, like, if you were to make it as successful as these tycoons do, right?
For sure.
If you nailed one thing, do you really need to go do something else? Like, I like to think about, like, Elon Musk.
Yeah, right?
You nailed it with the car thing, right?
Totally.
Everybody seems to love these Teslas except those Cybertrucks. They look ridiculous.
They do look ridiculous.
But then he's like, you know what I need to do? Own Twitter.
Right.
It's like, why?
A little much.
You have mastered the chicken sandwich.
Correct.
Everybody loves you. And then you tease us because you're like, guess what? No Sundays. You're like, what? Which is like the number one junk food day there is.
Totally.
You know? And so you think to yourself, should I just be happy with this? And then you're like, nah, you know what I'd love to do? Make the next Netflix. Yeah. Do you think the person who made Netflix is thinking to themselves, you know what I'd like to get into? Chicken sandwiches. Never.
Yeah, probably not.
Now, that dude may want to get into something else, like become fencing champion. I don't know.
That's fine, though.
But like, just when you master something, nothing wrong with just being happy with that.
Well, look, this is not the first time a company's done this, though. Of being at the top of their chart. Chick-fil-A currently has the highest per store sales of any fast food chain. But other brands such as Lyft and Airbnb have previously done something like this. As we all know, coveted comedian Bob the Drag Queen, that's his full name, hosted the game show Lucky Lyft. Which, you know, I'm a fan of game shows, so I hop in a Lyft.
So what is that? It's like a taxi cab confession, but like a game show?
Correct. Specifically for the rideshare service. Hmm. So you hop in a Lyft, Lucky Lyft.
But that's making a show, right?
Yeah.
I can see that. Like, hey, if Lyft wants to have a show with Lyft.
See, that makes sense. This one
makes a little sense.
Airbnb got in the production game as well. This has nothing to do with Airbnbs. I'm sure it was shot in an Airbnb, but
there's got
to
be some wild Airbnb stories.
Oh, this show was on MTV. It was called Gay Chorus Deep South, which I'm not sure more or less what they were going for, but it definitely isn't like, you know, Airbnb renovations. You know, it's just something different produced by a company that probably has too much money on their hands.
Dade South says New Jersey has two of the top five country clubs, I'm guessing, in America, according to Forbes. Huh, how about that?
No one really likes New Jersey.
Well, Princeton's in New Jersey, isn't it?
Yeah, and Princeton, lame.
The worst of the Ivy Leagues, yeah?
Harvard, Yale, then Princeton.
Right. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Bunch of dum-dums.
I would be kicked out of all of them.
I wouldn't make it. That amazing that you got in. But yeah, man, go download that new Chick-fil-A streaming service when it drops, dude.
All right.
You think it'll be religious-based material?
I don't know. What I was wondering is, like, are they going to stream 7 days a week? Like, how's that work? If you can stream seven days a week...
Yeah, you can make a chicken sandwich then.
You can make me a chicken sandwich on Sundays, because that's just hypocrisy.
Yeah, this is bad news for my my startup company, Chick-fil-B, though, that is only open on Sundays. I feel like this is going to be stiff competition now.
Minus one.
I'm doing it, dude. And it's going to be blue.
Minus one.
It's going to be serious.
All right, we'll take a break. Get to more shenanigans on the other side. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.